Do you get excited to worship Jesus? Boy, I hope we get a little more excited than that. Do you get excited to worship Jesus? Yes. Praise the Lord. Look at Lana. She's excited about Vikings, I guess. She's got a purple jersey on. Chris is excited about Detroit. Do you get excited to be with Jesus? I get excited to worship Jesus on Sunday morning. I get excited to be here with you on Sunday mornings. I get excited to just sit down in my amen corner on a week, on a daily basis and start my day with Jesus. And I hope that's your heart today. I hope you get excited to be with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know what? I had a doctor's appointment a couple weeks ago. Had to go in and see my physician about my blood pressure and a few things. You know, when you get older, you got some things you got to kind of keep eye on. And we were visiting about, not just about my blood pressure, we were visiting about Jesus. I figure I'm paying this ticket so we can visit about some things I want to visit too. And we were visiting about believing in Jesus. And the question came up in our conversation, and this question has been in my mind, and matter of fact, I'm going to talk about it this morning. This question came up, how much believing is enough? Have you ever thought of that? How much believing in Jesus is enough? I dare say you probably haven't thought about that much, have you? Because I hadn't either, not the way he put it. And I've been pondering that for a couple of weeks. And so today we're going to talk about believing in Jesus. Today we're going to break that down a little bit further. Our belief in Him as God. Our belief in Him as Savior of the world. Yes, Savior of the world. Our belief in Him as my personal Savior. Our belief in Him to a point of radical transformation in my life. My belief in Him to unto obedience. That's what we're going to talk about today. And so let me throw out a couple more questions for you to ponder here for while we get started. How much do I have to believe in Jesus to be saved? Do I want to just get by? We talked about those things in my office visit the other day. Do I want to just eke into heaven by a thread? Do I want to take that chance to even be that close? Or do I want to be a believer in Christ that is radically transformed and changed because of Jesus? Let me ask you, do we believe that Jesus was sinless? You remember a couple weeks ago? Thank you. I believe He was sinless. Remember a couple of weeks ago when I shared with you some facts from one of the latest Barna polls? I shared a whole bunch of facts with you again. One of those was, nearly 40% of Christians, Barna researched a couple of thousand Christians and polled them, and 39% of these that say I'm a Christian somewhat or strongly agreed he sinned. That's not the Jesus I believe in. The Jesus I believe in was perfect. He was God. He did not sin. And so I ask myself, as the doctor and I were talking about, how much believing is enough? Who do I believe that He was? Who do I believe that Jesus was? Was He, in my way of thinking, the perfect sacrificial Lamb of God? Remember that claim that John the Baptist made when he saw Him crossing into the Jordan, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Is that what I believe? Or do I believe in something less than that, just to get by? Do we believe, you remember just a month or so ago, Pastor Salik was here, wasn't he? From Pakistan, sharing with us how he ministers to the Muslim people there. And so let me ask you, do you believe that Jesus was just a prophet? Because 1.6 billion folks that are in the religion of Islam believed that He was just a prophet. Sure, He lived. We recognize that. He was just a good man. He was just a prophet. Died, went to the grave like everybody else. Is that what we believe? That He was just a prophet, just a good man, just a teacher? Do we believe like the people in Galilee in Nazareth that day when he came back in Mark chapter 6? Well, that's just the son of Mary. That's the carpenter. That's the brother of James and Joses and his sisters. Do we believe in he was just a carpenter? It challenges us, doesn't it, when we think, how much belief is enough? I like to think of it this way. Do we believe to the point of changed lives? Do we believe to the point of keeping his commands? Do we believe in Christ as Lord to the point of saying no to sin, no to the world? I believe in him that way as Lord, as Savior. Do we believe in him to the point of obedience? Remember the number one command he said? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and love your neighbor as yourself. Do we believe in him that way? You might say, well, Jim, that sounds a little bit about believing and changed lives and believing and keeping commands. You might be talking about legalism. I'm not talking about legalism. I'm talking about believing in Jesus as Lord to the point it has changed me. Not I'm trying to keep the commandments to get to heaven. I believe in Christ so much as Lord and Savior. We just sang Jesus, Messiah, and Lord of all. Is that how I believe in him? Because when we do, he changes us. Amen? Anybody been changed by Jesus lately? I have been changed by Jesus. I used to walk in the old ways, and I used to talk in the old ways. And Jesus, I believed in him as Lord and Savior. I invited him into my life, and he changed me. I'm not talking about keeping the commands so I can maybe get to heaven. I'm talking about believing in Jesus with an intensity that's real. And he has changed me because I love him and he loves me. He loves you. Let me ask you this. I haven't even got beyond the questions yet. Our time's half over. Do we believe that Jesus is the only way to God the Father and to heaven? We got to ask ourselves that, folks, because a whole lot of folks don't. Even in the Christian community anymore. A whole lot of folks don't believe that he is the only way to heaven. The Bible is clear, is it not, in Acts 4:12? It says there is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. It is Jesus. The Bible is clear, is it not, in John 14:6? When Jesus said to Thomas, and Thomas said to him in that conversation, Lord, how are we going to get there? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. Do we believe in that Jesus? Because that's the Jesus, that's the belief that is enough. I believe in him as Lord and Messiah. Let me throw out for you a couple of scripture verses here, just to set the stage a little bit as our time quickly evaporates. I want you to turn your Bible with me. I told Tim, don't bring it up on the big screen today. Got to dig out your Bibles today. Going to make you hunt, going to make you look. Got to dig out your Bible. Get the one in front of you if you didn't bring yours with. Turn to Mark. We're going to look at three or four in Mark and a couple in John. Mark chapter 1, verse 34 says this. Then he healed, that's Jesus. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak. Listen to this. This is Mark 1, 34. He did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. The demons that inhabited people 2,000 years ago and today know who Jesus is. But they don't claim him as Lord. The demons aren't going to heaven, yet they know him. So I ask us again, how well do I know him? Do I believe in him as Lord? Mark 3:11 says a similar thing. And the unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, fell down before him and cried out saying, you are the Son of God. Can you imagine? These voices inhabiting people, these unclean spirits, these demons that are in people, the person himself didn't recognize Jesus, and yet the demon within them said, you are the Son of God. They knew who he was. They recognized the Son of God. Do we recognize him as the Son of God and as Lord? In Mark 6, there's that little story. Jesus went back to his own country. Let me give you the verses, Mark 6, 1 through 6. Jesus went back to his own country, the Bible says, and his disciples followed him there. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogues. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, Where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which he has given, which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? He was in his hometown. He was in his own country. And they watched him. His brothers watched him grow up. His sisters watched him grow up. The neighbors watched him work in the carpentry shop with his dad. They knew his mother Mary. And they said, they simply said, "Is this not the carpenter? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joses, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" So they were offended at him. And as that story plays out, the Bible says he healed a few people, laid hands on a few of them, and he marveled because of their unbelief. They recognized him only as the carpenter. They recognized him only as the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joses and the sister and his sisters. They didn't recognize him as Lord. You see the difference? Are you still with me? There's a difference. How much believe is enough? They believed in him because they saw him stand there. They believed in him because they saw him teach in the synagogues. And they asked themselves, "Who in the world is this? I thought this was just the carpenter." You see the difference? Do I really believe in Jesus as Lord? That's the key question I'm asking us today. They believed him as their brother, Mary's son, as the carpenter, but not as Lord. Is that where we're at today, friends? Believe in him as the prophet? Believe in him as the carpenter? Believe in him that, yes, he probably even died on the cross? Or do we believe in him as Lord? Because when we believe in him as Lord, not only have we believed unto salvation, he changes us. Because when we invite him into our lives because we believe in him as Lord, he wants to come into our life and take over. His Spirit comes in and moves us from where we were to where he wants us to be. When we believe in him as Lord, as Savior, as Messiah. John 3:16. We don't need to turn there, do we? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever..." Work with me here. We are awake yet today, right? "Whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Whosoever believes in him. John 3:18 is similar. "He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe in the Son is condemned already." These words, "believe," is more... I'm going to give you a phrase here that you might wrestle with, is more than an intellectual assent. This "believe" is more than, "Yes, I believe he walked the streets of Jerusalem one day." This "believe" is personal. I looked it up in the Greek context, in the Greek word, and I'm not a Greek scholar, so I'll probably pronounce it wrong. If I've done so, just let me know. The Greek word is pistou, and it says to have faith in. That's what this word "believe" means, to commit to. It means to trust in and put trust with. That's what "believe" means in this context. I like the way John MacArthur said it in his commentary. This word, this phrase in verse 16 and 18 means more than a mere knowing of. It includes trust and commitment to Christ as Lord and Savior, which results in a receiving a new nature, which produces a change in my heart and an obedience to the Lord God because I have believed in him as Lord. You see the difference? Now we ask ourselves, how much believing is enough? How much believing is enough? Do I want to just get by? Do I want to take my chances at getting by? Or do I want to believe in him so radically, so strongly, love him so much that I am an obedient follower of his because I believed in him, yes, as Lord, because I love him, yes, but because he's come into my life and taken over? John 1:12, I think you know that verse too. "But as many as received him," John said, To them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those that believed on his name. You see the equation? Believe, receive equals children. Have I believed in him to that point, or am I just getting by? Can I answer the next person in my next coworker, or the next my neighbor, or the next person in the street? I have trusted in Jesus. It's more than I believe in him. The devil believes in him too. We've seen that over and over. James says it too. The demons believe in him as Jesus. They know who he is. They're not going to heaven. Have I believed in him as Lord? What kind of believe do I have? What kind of believe do I possess? Do I possess a surrendered trusting in him as Lord and Savior of my life? Do I have a belief in him so radical and so strong that it has changed me? Let's look very quickly. Our time is almost gone. 1 John 2. Pastor Les referred to this last week, I think. In 1 John 2, he referred to a verse there. Let me refer to a couple of them also. 1 John 2, verses 3 through 7. John writes, "Now by this we know that we know him." Did you hear what he said? "Now this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments." I believe in him. I love him. I trust in him. I rely on him. I commit to him to the point of keeping his commandments. Then John goes on in verse 3-4. "He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in, or believes again, or trusts in, he who says that they abide in him or believe in him, ought himself or herself to walk as Jesus walked." Is that how I walk in life? Like Jesus walked? Do I believe in him to that point? That I walk as Jesus walked? We could say more about that from 1 John. You should read that. That's good stuff. But let me try to wrap it up here as our time is wrapping up. You know, in the parable of the four soils in Mark chapter 4, you don't have to turn there. It's also in Matthew. Jesus talks about the four soils. He talks about what happens in category 1 and category 2 and category 3. And then he says, then there was some seed that fell on good ground. And he says in Mark chapter 4, these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. Do I believe in Jesus Christ unto action? Do I just believe him as prophet or teacher? Do I believe in Christ so strongly I'm just in love with him? Do I believe in him as Lord and Messiah so much so that he has changed me, that he has filled me with his Spirit and challenged me into a life of obedience to him? Mark 10, there's another little story that we really don't have time to turn to, but let me paraphrase a little bit. There's a rich young ruler that comes to Jesus. And he said to him, "Lord," he said, "good teacher, what do I need to do to be saved?" Remember the story? And Jesus said to him quite simply, "You know the commandments." He lists out 4 or 5 of them. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. And the young man said, I've done these. Check it off. Got them done. And Jesus, the Bible is so good here. It says, Jesus then looked at him and he loved him. And he said to him, "One thing then that you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven." You see, Jesus knew who he was. He knew he had a whole lot of treasure. He knew he had a whole lot of stuff. He knew he had a whole lot of belongings. He wasn't willing to give it up. Even though he said, you know what, good teacher, I've done all these commandments. I've done this, I've done them all, got her down. And Jesus said, then go and sell what you have and give it to the poor, and then you will have real treasure. And the Bible says the young man went away sad and sorrowful, for he had great possessions. You see the difference? Believing him as Lord. When I believe him as Lord, I know he'll take care of me. When I believe in him as Lord, I know that he is God. I'm not. I'm just dust. When I believe in him as Lord, he changes me to a dependence on him, not on my wallet. That's what this young man was dependent upon. His faith, his commitment, his trust was in his riches, and he wasn't willing to let it go to walk with Jesus. How much believe is enough today in America? How much believe is enough in our churches? Has your belief in Christ changed you? Have you allowed him to come in and take over? Do I want to believe just enough to get by? I hope not, brothers and sisters. I hope that's not our belief system. Just maybe get by. Live in the world, love the world, take all of its attractions and claim them as my own, and yet believe in him and hope I get by. I hope that's not where we're at. That'll never do. To know him as God is how we need to believe in him. To know him as Savior of the world. To know him as personal Savior and Lord of yours. To surrender to him as Master is the kind of belief that he needs us to have. In James, let me close with this. I got to skip over some stuff. Time is up. James 2:18 to 22. James says, "But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works.' But show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." He was simply saying, I believe in him so much. I believe in Christ so much. I've allowed him to come into my life and change me. And it shows in my life. That's what James is saying. And it shows. He says, I will show you my belief in him, my faith in him, by my works. Then he goes on, you believe there's one God, you do well. So do the devil, so do the demons. And they tremble, he says. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? I'm just asking us to consider today, friends, how much belief is enough? Do I have enough belief in the resurrected Jesus? Not the one that some are believing in, prophet that's still lying in the tomb, lying in a grave someplace. Do I have a belief in the resurrected Jesus that I've trusted in, that I've claimed as God, that I've claimed like Thomas had said, my Lord and my God? Do I have a belief in him that has moved me to dependence upon him so that he has filled me with his Spirit and changed me? We're going to sing a song. Jess, are you around somewhere? I don't see you. Oh, there she comes. We're going to sing a song. It says, I know whom I have believed. Is that your heart today, friends? I know whom I have believed. It's on page 409. So we're going to stand together and we're going to sing that song. And we're going to sing all four verses. And as we sing that song, I want to ask you something today. 409. I want to ask you something today. Is your belief in the resurrected Jesus a belief unto salvation? Or is it just some intellectual assent that says, yeah, I think he existed? Is your belief in Christ today unto salvation? I want you to ask yourselves while we're singing this song, because we're going to sing over and over, I know whom I have believed. I know whom I have believed. It's Jesus. And if you're not able to say today, absolutely, Jim, absolutely preach, I believe in Jesus Christ as Lord, I want you to come down here and pray with me. Tomorrow may be too late. We have no guarantees of tomorrow. And if you haven't trusted Christ, if you haven't believed in him as Lord, I want you to come down here and pray with me while we sing these verses. So you can know that you know, I believe in Jesus as Lord.